KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sing it with me one time now. Sing Jefferson, number 51. We believe in freedom. We believe in God and guns. We believe in working hard till the working day is done. Teach your children to follow their hearts. Teach them right from wrong. One day this will be their land, and this will be their song. Yeah.
Good morning, State of Jefferson.
Good morning and happy Easter.
Happy Resurrection Day, my friend.
Amen. He has risen.
He has indeed.
Mm-hmm.
We're here on Easter Sunday, and if you are listening to this program, it is live at 96.5 FM, where the music sounds better, and 1460 AM. If you have questions or comments, you can call in to 530-605-4567. 530-605-4567. And Wynn and I today are going to be here for the entire 3 hours.
Like it or not.
Mm-hmm. But before we go any further, I would like to wish Wynn a happy birthday. Happy birthday, brother.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Interesting. So your birthday is on Resurrection Day. How does that work again? You were telling me the other day you've had it on Resurrection Day for a couple of times.
Yeah,
that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to start off this morning, and I think it's appropriate. I want to start it off with a little bit of scripture, and because we still have freedom of religion, the last time I looked,
we do.
I'm going to do that, although we will be talking a lot about that. In a while here, we're going to hear from Chris Ann Hall via a video. We have some breaking news on religious liberties, and as we go into Sovereign Minds on Hour 2, we're going to have a lot of information on liberties that are being taken from us, even at local levels. Now, we again are going to be on all 3 hours. If you are listening to this program, or wherever you tune in, and I'll mention this a couple of times, get people to tune in to this program. We do archive, and we podcast worldwide. Get on your computer, kcnr1460.com, and you can listen to us live. Also, later on down the road, if you didn't get a chance to listen to the whole thing, or if you get to that point where somebody called you in the middle of the program, it would be great to go ahead and go back and listen to that podcast. But I want to start off with Hosea 6. Hosea chapter 6, verse 1. Come and let us return to the Lord, for he has torn, but will heal us. He is stricken, but he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, He will raise us up that we may live in his sight. Let us know. Let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. There's been many times when God's people have walked away from him. But as Jesus said, forgive 7 times 7. But we need to start changing our ways in this country. And we need to start understanding where the roots of our country come from. And that our rights come from God, not from man. I want to read now from Luke chapter 24. Now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then, as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again.' And they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them, who told these things to the apostles. Their words seemed to them like idle tales, and they didn't believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb, and stooping down, he saw the linen cloths lying by themselves. He departed, marveling to himself at what had happened. He is risen. He's risen indeed." So, the tone of today is basically, we might be at that point. I think we are at that point as a country. We have to understand that the churches and the pastors really have to start standing for liberty and standing for what they say they believe in. There's Chuck Baldwin did a column in a newsletter entitled "Give Me Liberty or Never Mind. What is a Christian?" This is by Pastor Chuck Baldwin. I want to start it out by reading part of this, and I'm gonna give you a little excerpt here, and then I'm gonna go to one other thing. But I want to give you this little excerpt here from this particular article. "America's churches stayed open through the Revolutionary War of 1812, the War for Southern Independence, the Spanish-American War, World War I, World War II, the Cold War, the Great Depression, and untold numbers of famines, pestilent natural disasters of every kind. Think of it. When the German Luftwaffe was at the peak of their air raids over London, England, British Christians still gathered together and bombed out gutted churches and worshipped. I'm sure the same could be said for the Christians in Germany as the Allied bombers were destroying the entire German cities. But now, with the acclaimed greatest Christian president in history sitting in the Oval Office, the vast majority of America's Christians are forbidden to attend resurrection services this Sunday. There's something mighty wrong with this picture, and sadly, most Christians don't even seem to notice. If parsons, pastors, and Christians of America would all return to church this Sunday, this nationwide Stalin-esque lockdown would immediately end. It would be over, and we, the people, would have our country back. The Christians of America could do that one day, and do it in one day. Now, it's when you think about what's going on with the churches, and there is some things I read on Facebook about meeting in churches, and you have to be smart about it and all that sort of stuff, which I think people would be. But the real deal is that we now have a situation where we have been shut down as a country with all our constitutional rights being taken away. I mean, it's the first time in American history Christians have been forbidden by the government, by a government edict, to close their churches on Easter Sunday. Think about that. It's the first time in American history when Christians have been forbidden by government and a government edict to close their churches. And we'll get into some of that that's happened here in California. You know, really and truly, while churches volunteered to close, Planned Parenthood stayed open. So when you stop and think about that, does that mean, well, I guess that makes it clear that Planned Parenthood believes the services they provide are needed by the public. To them, abortion is an essential service. They wouldn't even close if the government ordered. Abortionists are the most tenacious, focused, and dedicated people on the planet, according to Planned Parenthood. Wouldn't it be nice if the churches believed in their services as much as Planned Parenthood believes in their services? Wouldn't it be nice if the churches were as tenacious as the abortionists? You know, marijuana shops are open, and this is nothing against anything, you know, but marijuana shops are open, liquor stores are open, grocery stores are open, Planned Parenthood's open, but churches are closed. In fact, there is a lawsuit that just happened. The Center of American Liberty and the Dillon Law Group, Mark Muser and Harmet Dillon, fought against a ban that was an all-out ban in San Bernardino and Riverside, California, that people were not allowed to attend any out-of-home participation at all in any religious service. They fought it, and it was overturned. I mean, come on, folks. I think we need to wake up. We need to wake up to the fact that liberty is being taken from us, our religious rights, our rights to assemble, all our First Amendment rights, and they're coming for your guns. At what point do we start believing and standing? With that, I think we're probably getting close to going to a break here, yep. So we're going to take a break. He's risen.
He is indeed.
And time has come.
For 51.
He knew that he would soon be dead. He said, "Did you forget me, Father? Did you?" They nailed him to a wooden cross. Soon all the world would feel the loss of Christ the King before us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood?
In the blood. in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Washed in the blood.
There's a fountain flowing for the soul.
Think about that. There was a movie called The Passion that Mel Gibson made a few years ago, all done in the Latin, as I recall.
Mm-hmm.
And tough one to watch twice. Still trying to get the...
Yeah.
I don't know. Trying to get myself to be able to watch that again. I'd like to hear some comments on this. 605-4567, 605-4567. Area code 530, but I want to read something that's by Pastor Chuck Baldwin out of this article he wrote. And the phone's ringing, so I'm going to wait just a second because I have a feeling this might be Mark Beard, and if it is, I want to read this quote and get his take on it. That'd be really good timing. Be really good timing.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, please stop.
Happy birthday to you.
I want Sally to sing to me. On air.
Okay. Anyway, all right. I'm going
love
to.
Love you, Sal.
I'm going to read this quote from Chuck Baldwin. Churches today seem to have less courage and conviction about God's work than the baby butchers at Planned Parenthood have about doing the devil's work. In reality, gospel preachers in true churches, as opposed to government 501c3 nonprofit organizations, engage in the most important service to mankind of all organizations of various types, can try to rescue men's lives, but it is the gospel preacher and the Christian congregation that rescue men's souls. Spiritual salvation, spiritual understanding, spiritual courage, spiritual discernment, spiritual hope, spiritual peace, and spiritual love are more important during a crisis than any other time. No grocery store, drug store, no clinic, no hospital, no emergency room, no ambulance, no fire department, no police department, no FEMA center, no government health department, and I'm going to add a few. No dispensary, no liquor store, no Planned Parenthood can take the place of or provide the eternal services of the gospel preacher in the Christian congregation. You know, as we go through here, a lot of people have read the book 1984. It seems like the answer to 1984 and frankly 2020 is 1776. Dan, what say you, sir?
Yes, I was wanting to call in and basically give a suggestion as to what I had basically been thinking about as far as going forward with the state of Jefferson, is that we basically get all 23 counties of California, and we put a petition drive going straight to the state legislature, and basically get within 75% or more of the registered voters in each of those counties, saying that we're tired of their stuff and wanting to basically pull away.
Dan, we did that. We did that. We filed 23 declarations. We filed it with the Secretary of State. We filed it with the parliamentary record with the Senate and with the Assembly. Not one of them would talk to us. Not one would talk to us. And there's a reason for that. There's a lot of reasons for that. And we'll get into that on the program. We've been there, done that. That's why we ended up going to court. We tried everything. In fact, I have Mark Baird on the other line. So, Chuck, thanks for the comment. I have Mark Baird on the other line. And, Mark, can you take Dan's question and give him a little more background on that, if you would. Mark, are you there? Hello, Mark.
Yeah, I'm here. Hello, okay. Hello, can you hear me?
I can now.
Okay. So what were you asking me?
Oh, you didn't hear what Dan said.
Well, I heard part of it, but I had to turn off the radio so that I could hear you, and it wouldn't feed back, so I didn't hear the whole thing.
Plus, which, don't forget, there's always that delay between the radio going out
right.
and what you actually hear on the phone, and then what you hear in actual dialogue. So it's awkward to talk, and we get that. So I want to explain to the listeners that there's always that delay, which is it seems like forever. So it occurs all the time. So I just wanted to let everybody know that.
Anyway, his comment was he had an idea for the state of Jefferson, and that was to petition the legislature, which I explained to him that we did. But maybe you could briefly go through those three things that we did with each particular body of government in the state.
Yeah, first we got the 23 declarations from 23 different counties. And mind you, we weren't running around peddling this. These were counties that called us, expressed their own interest. We showed them how to form committees. They did form committees. They went out and got their own signatures, did their own stuff. For example, Tehama County actually got a ballot measure approved, which they won, and forced the Board of Supervisors to accept Jefferson because they weren't going to on their own, but the will of the people overrode them. In Shasta County, the Board of Supervisors refused to even hear the question, and in fact, they passed a resolution saying they would never hear the question except by a majority vote of the supervisors to just hear the question. So the people in Shasta County went out and got 50,000 or so signatures. You guys know better how many than I do. Our Board of Supervisors passed the resolution themselves. Lathen County, Modot County passed the resolution themselves, and so on and so forth. We got 23 counties on board through various means. And then we started a campaign of where we would publish the phone numbers of five legislators per day on the Jefferson website, and you could call all five of them. And I used to call all of them every day. It didn't take very long, and then I would say, approve the state of Jefferson, approve the state of Jefferson, approve the state of Jefferson. So we had that campaign for 1 year. And we made probably, just a conservative estimate, hundreds of thousands of phone calls. We had an email campaign. Tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of emails went to the California legislature. We had a personal visit campaign. I would estimate there were thousands of personal visits to legislators' offices. And in fact, one California state senator told a Jefferson person who was attempting to make a personal visit, I never have face-to-face meetings with my constituents. I never have face-to-face meetings with my constituents. Now, if you wonder what representation is, just take that statement and think about it for a couple of minutes. I never meet with my constituents. Wow. So, anyway, after all of that, not one single one of them even wanted to know more. Not one. And I'm talking about the constitutional stalwarts of the Republican Party as well. And there are none of those, by the way. And in fact, our own representative at the time, Brian Daly, and now it's the Daly dynasty, it's Brian and his wife, Megan, who run California's District 1, both Senate and Assembly, from their kitchen table. And I predict when they term out, they'll try to get one of their kids elected with union money and 8 or 10 sheriffs that don't even know them but will endorse them. So if you think you have representation here, you're sadly mistaken. And if you think you have representation in California, you're even more sadly mistaken. So that's kind of it in a nutshell, I guess. So
Dan,
what we tried after that was that
yes.
we couldn't get anyone in the legislature to do anything, even ask us a simple question about what you want or why you want it. Then we sued him in federal court, and we're in that process right now. And we're still trying to raise money to keep the case afloat because the federal courts have indefinitely suspended due process, you know, because of the virus. I mean, the virus, we better not hold court, you know, the virus. And we better not have gun shops, you know, the virus. But you can have pot stores and liquor stores still.
And Planned Parenthood.
And Planned Parenthood, and which gets me to this. You know what the leading cause of death in the entire world is?
Abortion?
Abortion. Yeah. 42 million people last year. 42 million children were aborted last year.
And that doesn't include the viruses that make women sterile in third world countries that people are giving them. Dan, I hope that answered your question, because we'd like to clear a line to...
Did that?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, hey, Dan, one of the good things to do is go to soj51.org, go onto the website, and look up the court papers that we have there. That will tell you what's going on, what we've been doing, and how long we've been doing it. And you'll see that we are currently in court. We had a decision granted by the Ninth Circuit, which was the second court phase. We did the federal court, and then we did the Ninth Circuit. So we're currently still in the Ninth Circuit, waiting for them to send out their written opinion. Now, this all happened. This written opinion was decided March 6th. We still they have 90 days from March 6th to make this happen, to get it to us. However, they should have given it to us that day, or since that was a Friday, they should have given it to us that Monday, which was, I think, March 9th. We still haven't received it there. Now they're going to use this pandemic to kick it out even longer. Mm-hmm. So we know this is part of the design of what goes on worldwide and just nationwide here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. So this is part of the ugly dynamics that are playing out, and these are the representatives that are elected in and that who appoint these judges for life to do the duties that they're supposed to do, but they're not in good behavior by pulling all the CRAP that they pull. So we need to make sure that we keep everything afloat and we keep fighting the fight. And that's exactly what we are doing. We have been doing since 2016. The first declarations went in 2016. The last one, the very last one, went in January of 2017. So we have been doing this for a couple of years. And actually, we've been doing it since 2013, with Siskiyou County being the first county to declare. So there is longevity with this process. It's not going to happen overnight, obviously, and we are fighting the fight. That's why we are seeking money to keep fighting the fight, because we have to use additional funds that we get tapped twice. They take our tax dollars and fight us, and then we turn around and have to kick up more money to fight them, who are using our tax dollars to fight us. So it is a fight, and we know that, and they prove it daily. So that's what we're doing right now, and we have been doing, and we will continue to do.
Hey, Dan, what county are you in, Dan, if you don't mind me asking what county?
Well, I'm currently in Douglas County, Oregon, but I am a native of Siskiyou County.
Great, great, great. Okay, brother, thanks for calling in. With that, we've got to go to a break. Thanks for the call, Dan. And Mark, can you stay with us?
Sure.
Great. Okay. Time has come
for 51.
You place your hand on his Bible, and when you swear to tell the truth, name is on our greatest monuments, all our money too. When we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt where we stand. There's no separation, we're one nation under Him. In God we still trust. America, He's the one we turn to every time the going gets rough. He is the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us. Here in America, in God we still trust.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. The Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Oh, what I would do to have the kind of strength it takes to stand before a giant with just a sling and a stone. Surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giants call it out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me time and time again, boy, you never win.
I want to give a big thank you to Sally for the great music she's put on here. She's just been amazing. And you had some news there, Ashley.
Most of the news was basically that there is no news, which is good news. We are talking about the Shasta County coronavirus numbers. We have stayed steady for the last 3 days at 24 cases. We have had 666 negative tests in Shasta County so far. We have 15 people in isolation and 46 in quarantine, but 6 people have recovered and only 3 people have passed.
Wow. Isn't that interesting? I know that in Stanislaus County, they have 446,000 people with not one fatality. But they shut down the whole place. Mark, I don't know if you had a chance to hear this or not, but the Center for American Liberty and the Dillon Law Group, which is Mark Muser and Harmet Dillon, won a court case in Riverside County and in San Bernardino County. Both those counties had banned all out-of-home participation in religious services, and it's been overturned. The simple fact that you would have to have attorneys go to bat for you over your constitutional, well, your God-given rights, not your constitutional rights, your God-given rights. What say you, sir?
Well, I say you don't have any liberty in this state. You haven't had any for a while now. And so no wonder people are spending all of their money, their treasure, their time in court, because there's no liberty in this state. There's very little liberty left in this nation. There was a federal judge, however, who stepped up to the plate, and he spanked a Louisiana mayor very hard for there was a drive-in church service where people were in their automobiles, and they were separated, I would assume, by at least 6 feet, or they would have been running into each other. And I saw a picture, an aerial picture. It looked like the cars were all separated, and the mayor ordered the police to disband the church service, and of course the church went to court because there is no common sense or logic. You can't appeal to these tin pot dictators like Governor Nuisance and the liars in chief in Sacramento, but in Louisiana, they went to court, and a federal judge not only told this mayor he had no power to stop a First Amendment assembly or a religious assembly, but shame on him for attempting to do so and usurp the constitutional power that belongs entirely to the people, to freely assembly, freely assemble, to worship as they see fit. And the other three protections of the First Amendment, freedom of press, freedom of assembly, freedom to petition the government for redress of grievance, and so on, and freedom to speak. And he told this mayor, shame on you. But in California, nobody stops any of that. Nobody even says anything. They're all, well, you know, if we have to trade our liberty for safety, I guess we have to. And you know, it's okay for the government to do whatever they want. You know, because they are keeping us safe, and as long as we're safe, we're privileged and we're cocooned in our safety, and so on. But
hey, Mark,
I've said many times,
Mark,
you're just a dog chained to your master's table.
Mark, quick question: How on earth did they get into the court and get a decision rendered so quickly on that? I mean,
they asked for a restraining order. But now,
we've asked for that in California, and we haven't even got an opinion on one of them.
Well, the federal circuits in California are very heavily weighted with Democratic operatives. The judge in my Second Amendment case, former Sacramento City Councilwoman, friend of Daryl Steinberg, the former president pro tem of the Blue Senate of California, buddy with Jerry Brown, lives next door on their ranch. You know, she's not going to issue a declaration in support of the freedom of the people.
And she was an Obama appointee.
Mm-hmm.
Obama appointee as well. And,
yeah.
But apparently this judge got his restraining order. He saw it. He saw the need for it, and he actually exercised it. So let me tell you, in California's district courts and in the Ninth Circuit, you're not going to get justice. You just won't. I mean, there are chances here and there, and there are rays of folk like Judge Benitez and Dairyman O'Scanlan and a few. Maybe the worm is turning. I don't know. Time will tell. But how long are you going to live? In other words, we won't see liberty in our lifetime at the rate justice works here.
Well, there's been a correction on Stanislaus County. I stand corrected. There are two deaths in Stanislaus County out of 550,000 people. Now, there wasn't when I got the information about a week and a half ago, but apparently there's two deaths. But you know, a lot of these deaths are, not necessarily the coronavirus that they're saying is the coronavirus, and that's a whole different thing we can talk about on Sovereign Minds. But Mark, I wanted to also bring to your attention when you talked about that the Louisville Police Department recorded license plate numbers of people going to church. They have been recording those license plate numbers, and my source is the New York Daily News, and there's an article by Joseph Wilkinson that kind of brings it back home to here, and hopefully we'll be able to hear from someone soon on this. But I was told by someone last week who has access to this and actually talked to the Reading Police Department about it. I hope that person calls in. That Reading police are putting in 40 license plate cameras. Now, this is not the county. This is the Reading Police Department. And from what I understand, it's REU helping them put it in. Don't know who's funding it. Don't know where the money's coming from. But there's 40 cameras, and they are license plate readers. Also on the nation front, Pennsylvania police forcibly removed a man from a bus because the bus drivers in Pennsylvania have the right to refuse a passenger who's not wearing a mask. And my source is CBS News. The video is very telling. This man's
literally drug off the bus.
Drug off the bus by seven cops.
Yep.
Drug off, thrown against the bus. He has to get to work. So finally, he says a few choice letter words to them, which I don't blame him.
Yep.
Like, get your hands off me. Those kinds of things. And it's horrible. Now, I don't know. I mean, to me, I mean, that's just, it's appalling. Anyway.
Well, there are some differences here because, bus companies are methods of transportation. So, and here's how the federal government does it in airports. And here's how municipal governments do it in transportation that's supported by municipalities and counties. If you purchase a ticket you are agreeing to certain conditions. Those conditions are that you behave in the way the bus company wants you to behave, and you behave in the way the airlines and the FAA and the federal government and DHS and their stormtroopers at, you know, the Department of Transportation Security wants you to behave, or you can't get on the airplane. That's the conditions under which you purchase that ticket, and you willingly agree to sacrifice your liberty in order to get on the airplane or get on the bus.
But did he know that condition? Did he know? I mean, that's the. And where did the seven cops come from?
Well, do you read the fine print on the back of your ticket? You know, do you go to the website and read the fine print? I don't know. I mean,
well, that would have to be new that you've got to wear a mask.
But that's different from the Constitution because those rights are pre-governmental, pre-civilization.
That's true.
They are human rights.
That's true.
So you have these arguments that perhaps are ambiguous enough that you need a court to settle those arguments. And certainly, false imprisonment and perhaps even kidnapping because the cops grabbed this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the difference between false imprisonment and kidnapping. If you falsely imprison a person, you keep them where they are. If you kidnap them, you grab them and you move them somewhere. So there's certainly a case for false arrest, false imprisonment, and maybe even kidnapping against those police officers. And some of those things have to be determined in court because they're just ambiguous enough. You can't lay your hand around the liberty root of that plan. But your human rights that are enshrined in the Bill of Rights are not up for discussion. And those rights have been trampled by the state of California and probably 44 other states, when you get right down to it, in some way, shape, or form.
What about these cameras?
Okay, let me make a comment about the cameras. I remember 50-plus years ago, I went on a motorcycle ride with a bunch of people up to the Frog Jumps in Calaveras County, and the FBI was at the edge of town taking pictures of every single motorcycle license plate that came into town.
Mm-hmm.
People think this stuff is new? This isn't new. They're just better at it. We've been asleep for so long that we have no liberty. It is gone.
Mm-hmm.
What we're trying to do is get some of it back. We're not trying to preserve our liberty. We've already blown it. It's gone. It's been gone for 50 years. What we're trying to do now is figure out a way to get some of it back again. And quite frankly, people, we need some help.
Well, you know, there was a comment that was made by Pastor Chuck Baldwin. He said, if the pastors and Christians of America would all return to church this Sunday, this nationwide Stalin-esque lockdown would immediately end. It would be over, and we the people would have our country back. The Christians of America could do it. The Christians of America could change it one day.
For thousands and thousands of years, people have been turning away from God and trying to give up their liberty voluntarily. It started in biblical times. It started thousands of years before Jesus, where the Israelites were given their liberty by God, and all he asked them for was one thing, just one thing. If in times of trouble you will turn to me, I will not turn my back on you.
Mm-hmm.
If you will turn to me when you need something, I won't turn my back on you. In Israel, they didn't even have leaders. They had, you know, Samuel was one of the wise men, and he was considered a judge, and there were judges in each town and village. People knew what was right and knew what was wrong. It was in the law. It was in the moral code of the Torah and the Old Testament. And they behaved correctly by and large. They pretty much took care of problems by themselves. If it was a problem they couldn't take care of, they went to a guy in town called the judge, and he decided the outcome of whatever the issue was. But no, that wasn't good enough for them because Samuel appointed his sons to be judges. They took bribes and did bad stuff. So the people went to Samuel and they said, give us a king, give us a king. We need a king. And Samuel prayed about that. And the Lord said, don't worry, Samuel. They're not turning away from you and your leadership. They're turning away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Give them what they asked for.
Mm-hmm.
So Samuel gave them a king. And the king tyrannized them until his death, and that was Saul.
Mm-hmm.
He tyrannized them until his death, and then off and on for the next 400 years, all the kings tyrannized them till their death, except for David and a few of the good ones. Okay, well, that wasn't enough, really.
Can you hold your thought? We're like 5 minutes past the break, but please come back and finish that. Let's go to the break, and then Mark will continue what he was talking about. Thank you, brother. Time has come.
For 51. alive and I've forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive and I've forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive. He's alive.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In April, we're covering crimes you can commit against and as authors. It's about how you as an author interact with your audience. And coming up in May, we're discussing how to design the perfect character.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul. Yes, it does. By the way, everybody, you might want to take note of this. Wynn just reminded me of it. I hope that he reminds me of it during the next couple hours, too. And that is, you need to Google Amazing Polly. Amazing Polly and watch her videos. Amazing Polly.
On YouTube.
On YouTube. Amazing Polly. And she is amazing. And the information she has is incredible.
Especially the one from yesterday.
Oh, man. The one from yesterday, April 11th. Yes.
Yes, sir.
Was just absolutely great. Also, Ashley just handed me some information about the coronavirus. Trinity County has no cases.
No cases in Trinity County.
Modoc County has no cases.
No cases.
Mariposa County has no cases. Lassen County has no cases. Sierra County has no cases.
How'd that work?
Is it
because they're rural?
Identican.
And they keep away from each other, and they don't gather in groups and lick doorknobs and all the other handles and stuff that seem to be happening everywhere else.
Mark, anyway, you were talking about the very first king of Israel and how, you know, that was basically the Israelites didn't really need a king, but, you know, they wanted a king and God...
They begged for a king.
They begged for one, and then God said, okay, they want a king. It's nothing against anyone but me. Anyway, go right ahead.
Right, because they turned away from God, who was their salvation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what happened to the Israelites during the famine? They ran to Egypt to look for security instead of appealing to the Lord for security. They were in play for 400 years after Joseph died. I mean, and you just look at this time and time and time again. Abraham Lincoln said, America will never be destroyed from the outside. He said, all the armies of Europe and Asia could not by force take a drink from the Ohio River or make a single track on the Blue Ridge. In a trial of 1,000 years, no. If destruction be our lot, we must be both its author and its finisher. As a nation of free men, we will live forever or die by suicide. Khrushchev said, for the we cannot expect the American people to jump from capitalism to communism, but we can assist their elected leaders in giving them small doses of socialism until they awaken one day to find that they have communism. We do not have to invade America. We'll destroy you from within. Lenin said, America will die from mass immigration, economic decline, and moral degradation until it will trigger a civil war in the United States. I mean, you know, how much of this do you need, folks? How much of this really does it take? Or is your God the money? Is your God the fact that nothing can ever happen to you because the government says so? Yeah, I got some bad news for you. The coronavirus is real. Yes, it is. I believe it escaped from the bioweapons lab in Wuhan. I don't have any evidence except for a couple of Chinese scientists who said so and then disappeared, by the way, because our almighty friends, the Chinese, who are shipping broken stuff all over the world to save people with stuff that doesn't work, made them disappear and murdered them. But, you know, you just take a look at this. Yes, the virus is bad. Yes, it's real. Yes, it may kill lots of people. It may kill in the millions in the end. We don't know that. And quite frankly, I'm not sure that can be prevented. Yeah, use good judgment. Use common sense. Wash your hands. Don't spit in each other's faces. If you can stay away from your neighbor, even though he's not sick, and you want to do that, yeah, that's fine. But are you really going to sacrifice your liberty over this? I mean, for goodness sake. Drunk drivers killed 10,000 last year. Traffic accidents, 40,000. Asthma killed 160,000. You know, heart disease killed 647,000. Cancer, 599,000 in the United States alone. Are you really going to sacrifice your liberty? The founding fathers were no stranger to diseases. They had smallpox, cholera, yellow fever, typhus, plague. They had all kinds of things back then. Did they shred the Constitution over any of that? No. When we were children and polio was still fairly well distributed in this nation, we used to walk to school every day with our friends, holding each other's stuff, talking, laughing, spitting on the sidewalk and doing everything kids do. And we walked past the houses of people who were in iron lungs from polio. And none of us were so afraid that we ran back home and crawled into a hole and pulled the top in over us.
That's true.
I mean, you know, we had anthrax, we had tuberculosis, we had all kinds of stuff, and we didn't shut down the nation over it.
We got 2 minutes, Mark.
I can't believe that people have swallowed this lie, and they're willing to sacrifice their liberty over this. And let me tell you, if I had a choice between sacrificing my liberty or getting coronavirus, give me the virus every time, because it's not worth my liberty to hide in a hole until hell freezes over and watch the things that millions and millions of American men and women gave their blood, their treasure, and their sacred honor to protect, watch those disappear from this nation forever. And shame on anybody that's willing to trade their liberty for a little temporary safety, which proves nothing in the long run.
That's
amen,
true.
Now, amen.
We have Kay on the line. Now, Kay, we've only got a minute. If you want to, you can call back on the next program, because this program is continuing through till noon.
Yep, we talked about
you
want to
do that, Kay?
I did tell her that.
You told her that?
Yep.
I haven't opened her mic yet, though.
Oh.
Okay, so we'll hold her over into the next.
We'll hold her over. But, Mark, I would like you to stay over, too, if you could, because I want to read something to you before we get off the air here. The COVID-19 pandemic is primarily designed to empower the ruling elite and further its authoritarian reach. The primary tool is innate human fear of death. And this fear has been greatly magnified by the corporate propaganda media. So I'll read that again when we get back on the air, but looks like we're going to have to go off to a hard break here for the news. We will be coming back for 2 more hours. So if you have any questions or comments, 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567, and I believe that Kay is going to be holding on through
she
the break.
Is. Yep.
Okie doke. Or she can get off if she wants and call back. Right after the break. Time has come.
4:51.
Let's get her done.
Happy Easter.
We all have to pay. It's not our bill. We had no say. You don't serve us. You serve LA. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.